Episode number 8, 7 ideas to promote a fashion business locally. Hello there and welcome to Books for Fashion podcast. If you're new to the podcast, I'm Maristella and I'm a fashion marketer, a fashion business coach for eBooks for Fashion and a jewelry designer for Made in Art, my jewelry brand. I've always dreamt about a fashion marketing platform that can help fashion entrepreneurs to start or to grow their business. That's why I've created eBooksforFashion.com. If you're new to the platform, you can check eBooksforFashion.com and you can learn lots of free resources from the free resources there, from online courses, from eBooks, and also, if you need, you can have a coaching consultancy one-to-one with me. But you can check there lots of things I've prepared for you. Why I created booksforfashion.com? Because I really wanted to have one place where people could find everything they need about growing or starting or growing their fashion business. Because when I started more than 10 years ago, I didn't find anything. It was very difficult to find information and it was very difficult to especially if you had a very, very small budget to start a fashion business. And then, as I'm coming from a creative background, it was very difficult for me to understand all the rules about marketing and sales. So I really dreamt always about a place where I could find everything about growing my business and becoming a very good fashion entrepreneur. So let's start with this episode. Episode number 8 is sponsored by my new online course, Start for Fashion. So if you are looking for an online course because you want to start your own fashion business and you want to start in the right way, whether you want to sell products or services, Start for Fashion is the perfect course for you. There are video and audio trainings, ebooks, plus 7 days on 7 days, email assistance, WhatsApp or Telegram on or Facebook Messenger. Plus, this is amazing, you will have a lifetime access. So every time I create an update, you will be notified about the update and you have a free lifetime access. So as long as the course is available, you will have access to it for free. So doors are opening soon, so if you want to join the waitlist, just go to the show notes and get your link and sign up to the link. So now let's start with the episode about 7 ideas to promote a fashion business locally. This is a very good topic because many of you are asking me how to promote a fashion business starting from their local area. So if you are looking for different ways to promote a fashion business locally than the markets, I think this episode is the right fit for you. You want to reach local people in your area? So I think that there are good ideas here that we are going to talk about to start promoting your fashion business from the place you live. So when you start a fashion business, it's a very good practice to promote it locally before thinking of a national or international market. Why? Because basically everything is in your hand if you promote from your local area. You can get contacts and access to many people around your area, get to know, network in a more easy way than thinking about a national or international market. So it's always best, to start slowly, step by step, I would say. And if you don't want to make mistakes I made myself when I started more than 10 years ago with my jewelry business, I was thinking it was good. I was thinking in a large way. I was dreaming so big, but actually I missed something in my national market. So that's why I'm suggesting you, whether you're starting a fashion product business or a fashion service business, to consider seriously to build a strong local presence, earning recognition and maintaining reputation locally. If you reach your dream customers effectively and you gain their trust, you are likely to become a local celebrity. So Let's start with the 7 ideas to promote a fashion business locally. And I'm sure these 7 ideas might help you to get in front of your ideal audience locally and spread the word about your fashion brand. So first, the first idea is get a Google My Business listing. So many people in fashion, people that are selling products or services, forget to create a Google My Business profile. Why? Because usually you think that a Google My Business profile is only for store owners or maybe physical business. If you have a store, if you have a boutique, or if you are having any kind of business which is always physical with a store, you think that you can create a Google business. But actually, you can create your Google business even if you are, whether you are selling products or services, you can create one profile. And it's good because when people search for fashion businesses like yours in your area, you'll come out both as a research, a search result, and also within Google Maps. So I strongly suggest you to start a profile, to create your own profile on Google My Business. So Google will push your fashion business in a very strong way, very easily through the search engine when people are looking for fashion businesses like yours on Google. So try to list your fashion business there. Then the second idea is to get listed on Yelp. Maybe not many of you know Yelp, but list your fashion business on Yelp. You can get potential customers that they can find you more easily through this site's directory. Yelp basically is quite similar to Google My Business, but honestly, I have for my jewelry business, my store, my physical store, I have both of the profiles. One is on Google My Business, one is on Yelp. But for eBooks for Fashion, which is a service business, I preferred only to work on Google My Business. So that you see that I have both fashion products and fashion services, and they are both listed on Google My Business. Instead, on Yelp, I only listed my fashion product business, so my jewelry store. What is important for me? It's important to be found on the search engine. So more profile you have, and where people are basically where you can find your dream customers, more you have the chance to get found. So my suggestion is to get listed on both of these search directories, Google My Business and on Yelp too. You can also get listed, this is the third idea, get listed on Foursquare. Because over 50 million people are using Foursquare to discover great businesses and share them. So make sure to list your fashion business on this platform too. So when people come to visit at your place, so it can be your studio, your home as well, that you are also working from home, they can check in and share what they are doing at your place with their friends. The third idea is to be part of local directories or associations. Just remember, networking is one of the most important things to do when you are starting out, but also always when you are working and you want to grow your business. Networking really will help you to spread the word about your business. So get to know people around your area and network with them. So you might consider to contact your local chamber of commerce, your local fashion associations, your yellow pages. So think all the kind of local directories and associations you can find in your area. In this way, you can meet people offline, go to the places, understand who they are, also understand which kind of needs they have, which kind of problems they have, and how you can solve their problems with your fashion business, with your offer. So you see, it's always about solving a problem for your dream customers. And one of the best ways is to meet people in person, face to face. And where you can do that? In your local area, which is the easiest and cheapest way to do. So make sure to go to be part of local directories and to network with people. The fifth step is about get featured on local press and media. So don't forget the local magazine, newspapers, radio or TV show to promote your fashion business to your local audience. So because always we are thinking about who is the best blogger or the best magazine from, I don't know, from USA if we are living in Italy. But what's the point? Start small, start step by step, start from your local area. So think about your local press and media. So if you want to learn more about how to get featured in print publication for fashion business, I have an ebook I've created for you and you can grab from the link from the show notes. Because if you want then to get more featured on print publications, this ebook will definitely help you. Then the sixth idea is to work with local influencers or bloggers on Instagram. I'm a big fan of influencer marketing and I'm using myself for my jewelry business. I used a lot of influencers in the past and I'm doing the same as an influencer too with my profile ebooksforfashion.com. But what I mean now, what I want to suggest you for you now is to work with local influencers or bloggers in your local area. So you will have a great opportunity for you and for your fashion business to get their small audience, smaller than maybe other people, other influencers. And you can get an audience which is more active and engaged. And in this way, you can spread the word about your fashion business in your local area. I'm sure a local influencer would be more than happy to help you spread the word of your fashion business. They would be more than happy to help you to collaborate with your brand because you have the chance in this way to meet the local influencer and bloggers face to face. Again, you can network again. As I said before, networking is very important and networking also offline is very important because you build a stronger relationship, you build something which is more personal and people have the chance to know you in person. I know that now it's very easy to connect from everywhere online, but don't forget that also meeting in face to face in real life, in real, in face to face in offline is very, very important to grow a stronger relationship with your audience and the people networking with you, helping you to grow your business. So the best way is to find them on Instagram and contact them directly. Then the seventh step is about promote your fashion business with local Facebook ads and Google ads. So if you have a little bit of budget that you want to spend on ads, I suggest you to use Facebook ads or Google ads to drive local visitors to your fashion business. I've already written an article about Facebook ads to target local customers. What I did for my physical store in Italy, I will put the link to the blog post I wrote before. So because it was an amazing blog post and that campaign on Facebook worked amazingly. Even if you don't have a store, think about how this blog post can help me in my fashion business. Because remember, everything you learn, everything you read, everything you watch can be always helpful to grow your fashion business, even if it's not directly related to your topic or your fashion business, but you can get always something to learn. So make sure to read this article. I'm gonna put the link to the show notes so you can check and read it about Facebook ads to target local customers. So these are the 7 ideas I thought about promoting a fashion business locally. Let's recap the 7 ideas. So first one, get a Google My Business listing. So create your profile on Google My Business. Use it in a very smart way. Try to post, as you are using other social media, try to post as many pictures about what you are offering, what you are doing, your also backstage, your behind the scene of your fashion business on Google My Business, because Google will definitely push your fashion business, your Google My Business profile through the search engine. So make sure to create a very nice, very attractive Google My Business listing. Then get listed, second idea, get listed on Yelp. Yelp is quite similar to Google My Business, and you can have another profile, another chance to be seen in your area through Yelp. Then the third idea is to get listed on Foursquare. So Foursquare again is a very nice help if you want to be discovered by other people using that app in your local area, because also they can check in at your place with Foursquare. The fourth idea is to be part of local directories or associations. Make sure to network with people in your area and build a strong relationship with your people, your audience there. The fifth idea is to get featured on local press and media. So make sure to pitch your local magazines, newspapers, radio and television to promote your fashion business to your local audience. As I said before, if you want to grow your fashion business and get featured in print publications, I have an ebook for you, and you can find it in the show notes. The sixth idea is to work with local influencers or bloggers on Instagram. Find them on Instagram and contact them directly. Get people to know you in your area through influencer marketing, through local influencer bloggers. I'm sure they will love to help you. They will love to have to create an opportunity for you to spread the word about what you are doing. The seventh idea is to promote your fashion business with local Facebook ads and Google ads. This is only if you have a little bit of budget that you want to invest. So you can use Facebook ads and Google Ads, but to drive only local visitors to your place. As I said, I've written an article that you can find in the show notes, and it was about Facebook ads to target local customers. And I did that. I created a campaign for my physical boutique in Italy, and it worked amazingly. So I'm sure it can help your fashion business too. So here we are. Now it's your turn. Make a to-do list based on the suggestion I've outlined here. Start from what is the best place where you can find your dream customers. And I want to hear from you. So please send me a message, an email, contact me in the way you want. You can find all my contacts on ebooksforfashion.com. You can comment on my social media or on the blog post, and I really want to hear how are you promoting your fashion business in your local area. I'm really curious to know how you are working in your area. And if you want to learn more, I have a fashion business course, How to Start the Right Fashion Business. And this is the perfect course for who wants to start a fashion product or a fashion service business, because you will find the right way to start your fashion business. So you can grab your spot on the wait list in the show notes. So guys, My friend, we arrived at the end of this episode. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'd love you to see what you are doing with your fashion business project, what you are doing to grow your fashion business, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. And bye for now. Talk to you soon in the next episode. Bye. We'll be right back.